The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So why don't we get started? It's a beautiful day in Minneapolis, and maybe that's why no one came in person, but I'm glad that you all are here online, and welcome. For those of you who might be new, this is a group that I've been running since January. And it's a drop-in group on this topic of the paramis, which is a list of 10 virtues in the Buddhist tradition. So we usually start with a half hour or so guided meditation, and then I'll give a talk, and then we'll have time for discussion. So that's the plan. So we can just settle in now for our guided meditation. Just arriving here and now. Feeling the body. However, the body is in this moment, however, the mind is making space, the space of non-resistance, non-contention with the way it is right now. It is this way. The mind and body are this way right now. Can we make space for it to be known fully here and now? We could think of this as a coming home to our present moment experience. Connecting with the body on its own terms, not our ideas about the body, our opinions about the body, but getting to the level of pressure and tension and relaxation and space and contraction, or however we might experience what we call embodiment, the physical body, and also the inner body, the energetic body, sense of tiredness or alertness, maybe different sensations, different energy movements that we sense in different parts of the body. So all of this we can include in our awareness. And we're not expecting it to be any way. We're showing up to meet it as it is right now. And we can only know how it is by being mindful, being present, being aware, being interested. Doesn't mean we have to like it, prefer it. We don't need to have an opinion about it. Pleasant, unpleasant feeling in the body, in the mind. It's just nature coming and going. And if we notice reactivity in the mind, not liking, liking, or not being aware, being deluded, not knowing what's happening, greed, aversion, delusion, if we notice these attitudes in the mind, it's not a problem. We just want to know how the mind is relating. There's no rushing. No leaning forward into the next moment. No trying to hold on to a moment that's already passed. There isn't even a clinging to ideas about the present moment. Simply remembering to recognize the present moment's experience. Oh, it's like this now. Body feels like this. Mind, heart feel like this. This is being known here and now. It's the nature of the body and mind. So simply allowing the nature of the body and mind to unfold. And seeing if it's possible to sustain an interest moment by moment in this nature of the body and mind unfolding, and in our capacity to be aware in a peaceful, relaxed way. So let's continue in silence. from time to time, we can check in, maybe ask a question. Is the mind aware, or is it lost in thought? And just asking that question tends to bring the mind back to awareness. And then the invitation is to sustain, not sustain any particular experience, but just to sustain that interest and willingness to be interested in the unfolding of present moment experience. Settling back, relaxing, relaxing the body, relaxing the mind. Making space for whatever's moving to move in the body and mind, and knowing that it can be known in the space of awareness. Noticing any flavor of peace. A peaceful relationship with the changing conditions, even if it's a subtle peace, not the most obvious experience, but some sort of peaceful, non-combative, wise way of relating, where we're making space for what's being known to be known, to move, to change, to express its nature. And by noticing any flavor of peace, this will allow us to experience that more fully, to allow that peace to be known more fully throughout the body and mind. The peace of non-contention, peace of making space for everything to come and go, to arise and pass in the space of awareness. And for the last minute of the meditation, if your eyes have been closed, you might want to practice with your eyes open, gazing gently in front of you, letting go of directing the mind to any particular experience, simply sitting right in the middle of our experience. Not resisting, not leaning forward. We could say patient with things as they are, things as they're expressing themselves.